Blasphemy is an injury offered to God by denying that which is due and belonging to Him, or attributing to Him that which is not agreeable to His nature. Rabshakeh stood before Jerusalem's wall, with the armies of Assyria at his command. Do not let Hezekiah make you trust in Yahweh. No God has saved a nation from our hand. Has any God delivered his land from Assyria? Do not believe the promise of your king. Make peace with me and eat from your own vineyard. Yahweh himself has sent me against this land. This is a day of trouble and rebuke, a day of blasphemy, King Hezekiah said. He spread the threatening letter before Yahweh. Incline your ear, O Yahweh, and hear. Hear all the words that Sennacherib has sent to reproach the only true and living Elohim. Save us, that all kingdoms of the earth may know that you alone are Lord over all.
When you deny to God what rightfully belongs to Him, or attribute to Him what is against His nature, when you speak in His name what He never said or did, you do not merely teach a lie,
you blaspheme His name. Then Yahweh answered Sennacherib, whom have you reproached and blasphemed? Against whom have you lifted up your voice? You have raised your eyes against the Holy One, and all your raging has come up to me. Therefore I will put my hook into your nose, and I will place my bridle in your lips. That night the angel of the Lord went forth. 185,000 fell.
When you deny to God what rightfully belongs to Him, or attribute to Him what is against His nature, when you speak in His name what He never said or did, you do not merely teach a lie,
you blaspheme His name. Through Jeremiah, Yahweh declared, they built the high places of Baal to burn their sons with fire for offerings, which I did not command, nor did I speak it, neither did it enter into my mind. You shall not let your children pass through fire to Molech, nor profane the name of your God. Yahweh condemned the burning of their children and judged the nation for that wicked fire. Yet from the pulpits of the house of worship, men place that pagan furnace in God's hand. They say His justice burns His own children in conscious torment that will never end. They take the very thing He called profaning, the thing He said had never crossed His mind. They give to Yahweh what belonged to Baal and preach the blasphemy as gospel truth.
When you take Baal's fire, which Yahweh himself condemned, and attribute that fire to the Holy One of Israel, when you speak in His name what He never said or did, you do not merely teach a lie,
you blaspheme His name. The point is not to condemn those who believed it, who learned it as children from people they trusted. But those who know the language and the history, who know the Hebrew and the Greek, who know the doctrine is false yet teach it anyway, they shall answer to the God they misrepresented for every idle word that men shall speak. They shall give account in the day of judgment. The scriptures answer, Oh, give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, for his mercy shall endure forever. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. His mercy reaches unto the heavens. In this the love of God was manifested. He sent his only Son that we might live through him. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment.
When you deny to God
what rightfully belongs to him,
or attribute to him
what is against his nature,
when you speak in his name
what he never said or did,
you do not merely teach a lie,
you blaspheme his name. Restore the character of God. Speak what is true of him. Do not blaspheme his name.